Speaking of speed, Andre Johnson said that you and him train in the off season. You guys run together. He got into running again in the off season because of you. Who's faster, you or him?
That's me. Sorry, Dre.
Who's got better hands catching?
That's him, obviously.
That's him.
Yeah,
okay.
Obviously.
All right. Speaking of catching,
but I'm not like way not far down the. You know, you feel me? It's like
1A and 1B.
Yeah, if that's it. You know what I mean?
Uh huh. What about so running or is it 1A and 1B? He's 1B.
He's like 1F.
He's 1F.
Yeah. I'm just
playing. I'll just tell you, he didn't answer. When I asked him, he was like, oh, I don't want to say.
But he knows.
I thought he was being modest that it was really him.
No, there's no reason for him to be modest. He's one of the GOATs, man.
He's 1F. All right.
He's 1F, man.
All right, good to know. All right, speaking of catching, you're more involved as a receiver in the offense. What's that like for you?
I feel, and we're just getting into it, I feel like as an offense is opening up the playbook and still learning how to play with each other. But I feel like, you know, in the coming weeks and the rest of the season, you'll see it more and more as we start to get a feel for the offense. But, you know, it's something that I've always felt like I've been good at, is catching the ball out of the backfield because my father was actually a receiver. And so he taught us how to run routes and catch the football at a very early age when we asked him how.
So you enjoy going back to your roots and catching. All right, you're a smart guy, obviously.
I appreciate that.
You like, you're studious, it seems. Was it challenging for you to pick up the playbook and all these new nuances? Everyone says it's a really challenging playbook this year.
Nah, for me it wasn't. It's just relating certain terms to other terms that you know, and then getting used to that. The jargon is what it is. It's not like stuff. I feel like as far as football is concerned, there's only so many ways you can call 5-man protection, 6-man protection, 7-man protection, or different routes. There's only so many ways you can label it. So it's just learning how they call it what they call it and then, you know, making it applicable to your understanding of it.
You have a lot to do on the field. You got to pass block. You got to pick up blitzes. You got to find the hole. You got to run. You got to catch. What aspect of this game took you the longest to master? What was the toughest for you to learn?
I think it was pass blocking. And that happened in college because in high school you're not really asked to pass block because the blitzing in high school is not very complicated and you know we ran the ball a lot in high school so you're not really asked to do it that much. But when college came, that's what separated 3-down backs from, you know, guys who just like to run the ball and really gain the coach's trust to keep you on the field on all downs. Coming out of my freshman year in college, I was super fat in college, so I felt...
You were fat?
Yeah, I was fat, man. Fatter than I should have been.
What's fat for a football player?
For me, okay. I was overweight in college, so I felt... So I lost a lot of my speed, and so...
But, okay, when you say overweight, like how many more pounds than you
were? I was like 245, 250 in college, okay. Like on my worst day.
And you're what now?
I'm around 225.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, so 20, 25.
It's a good drop-off, and you can tell the difference like if you watch my college film rather than my professional film, but... So having lost that speed, I had to find a way to impress the coaches to stay on the field to make them want them to play me. I was always good at running the ball, but I didn't have that breakaway speed like I do, and had in the past. So, I just learned how to pass block. And once you learn how to pass block and really take it to heart and take pride in it, then they'll keep you on the field. And that was my way of staying on the field because I felt like the running backs at that time were a little faster than me, and they could break away.
What is it that you want to learn now? Is there anything that part of your game that you're like, I really need to work on this or make this better?
Well, I mean, at this point in your career as a professional, you can pretty, if you're a three-down back in the NFL, you can do it all. It's just about polishing those skill sets and staying on it. Like, you can never be the best at everything. Like, you can never be perfect at anything as an athlete. So you always try to just keep on.
I should let you know that Bill O'Brien, everyone asked about JJ playing both sides of the ball, and he said, well, you never know. Andre Johnson could play linebacker, and Arian Foster could play safety, so maybe you should brush up
I'm lobbying, man. They need to get me in on the third down rushes, man.